Good morning, this is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the contentious Digicel Tower in a St. James community to be removed. A visitor is injured in a car collision on the south coast. Government to roll out a major agricultural project in the island's schools. The Ministry of Education plans to employ specialist teachers to address learning challenges in primary schools. And three crew members confirmed dead in a Houthi missile strike on a cargo ship off southern Yemen. With the details, I am Ricardo Roberts. The contentious Digicel Tower at Olive Lodge Road, St. James, will be removed. This is according to chairperson of the executive committee that was formed by residents to address the matter, Dr. Jennifer Aline. The government had already disclosed that no permission was given for the tower to be situated in the area, and the residents had made it clear that they would protest if it was not removed. On Wednesday, the MP for the area chastised the action of the telecommunications company, stating that they owe Barbados an apology for their actions. Dr. Aline said the chief executive officer of Digicel, Natalie Abrams, informed her that the tower will be removed by March 20th.
On Sunday, after our third community meeting, I received a call from the CEO of Digicel, Mrs. Natalie Abrams, informing me that they were working assiduously on a solution, hopefully with the result of the relocation of the cell tower. She said she would contact me on Wednesday at 4:45 p.m. She called and said she's pleased to let me know that, having had all of the conversations that she needed to have, the cell tower will be gone on or before March 20th. We are ecstatic.
She says this proves what could happen when communities unite.
It goes to show that communities in Barbados can make something happen if they come together, especially when they stand on the side of right. We broke no laws. If the company is in violation of the rules and regulations of the government of Barbados, we have a right as citizens to call them on it and to make something happen. So I'm very, very pleased and excited that it has happened the way that it has. And now we can go back to having our small village be the way it is.
Spokesperson for residents for Olive Lodge Road, St. James, Dr. Jennifer Aline. A male visitor has been injured and transported to hospital after being struck by one of two cars that collided along St. Lawrence Main Road in Christchurch. The two vehicles were traveling in opposite directions when they collided around 7:30 p.m. near the entrance to St. Lawrence Gap. One of the vehicles overturned. The drivers of the two vehicles appeared to be unhurt. A bystander spoke to Starcom Network News at the scene.
The Honda came up heading towards St. Lawrence, went offside, struck this Isuzu, and in turn, it turned over, hitting a pedestrian. The pedestrian is on the way to the hospital.
A bystander at the scene of an accident along St. Lawrence Main Road, Christchurch. Government is set to roll out a major agricultural project targeting the island's children as efforts to achieve food security continue. This was revealed during the ongoing estimates debate in the House of Assembly yesterday, with the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security being the focal point. Government has acquired 50 greenhouses, which will be used to facilitate the initiative. Minister of Agriculture Inda Weir explained that they are aiming to get the youth more involved in agriculture through the use of technology.
What we are prepared to commit to is that we make healthy, affordable food available to the people of Barbados, and that in this commitment that we are going to roll out a program with the schools to make sure that children are involved, first of all, to have an experience in agriculture using technology, and then to have a clear understanding as to why healthy eating and healthy food has to be produced in Barbados.
Meantime, Acting Chief Agriculture Officer Michael James said the ministry will continue to maintain tight restrictions over various food crop imported or food crops imported into Barbados. Speaking during the estimates in Parliament, Mr. James stressed that careful inspections must occur to ensure dangerous pests are kept out of our borders.
Now, when you're importing stuff, contraband, different, you can scan, you can do x-rays for that, be it weapons or whatever. But you cannot x-ray a particular product to find a beetle. You cannot x-ray to find a virus. You cannot x-ray to find a bacterium. that might be in those products. So when we say that we can't do the 80-20 split, which means you allow 80 to come through and 20 to be inspected, there's a rationale for that. In the past couple of months, we would have stopped at least two very important pests from getting into the country. One would have related to a sweet potato, that's psyllus, where persons imported sweet potato from a country where they did not have an import permit or did not have a phytosanitary certificate, but it was riddled with psyllus.
Acting Chief Agriculture Officer Michael James, the DLP is again calling on the Agricultural Minister to clarify the status of a proposed agricultural project in Suriname. The party's second Vice President and Shadow Minister of Agriculture, Walter Maloney, is calling for clarification after opposition leader Ralph Thorne previously questioned Mr. Weir about the deal. Mr. Weir indicated a change of administration in Suriname stalled plans for the collaboration between the two states. The DLP is dissatisfied with the response.
On the 26th of December 2023, in an article published in the New York-based Carb News, the Minister of Agriculture of Suriname, Mrs. Swedien, said, and I quote, Barbados would get 10,000 kilograms of agricultural product every week via aircraft operated by Suriname Airways from Paramaribo. Swedien went on to say, and I quote, acknowledging the early difficulties the project encountered, we went around and had discussions with the farmers. He further stated that it took us approximately 15 months to complete the pest risk assessment and understand all the phytosanitary laws. And finally, about 2 months ago, we got the approval from Barbados for 12 products which we can start to export.
Mr. Maloney called on the minister to review his response to the opposition leader.
He further stated that Suriname's state-owned carrier also contributed to the resolution of the significant logistical problems. The Democratic Labour Party is therefore asking the minister, is there an agricultural project ongoing between Barbados and Suriname? If so, could he please revisit his answer that was given to the leader of the opposition and clarify what is in effect happening between Barbados and Suriname? Is there a project or there is no project?
DLP Second Vice President and Shadow Minister of Agriculture, Walter Maloney. The Ministry of Education will introduce literacy and numeracy teachers in primary schools at the start of the new school term. This was the assurance given by the Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Kay McConney, during the launch of the National Task Force on Literacy Education at the Erdiston Teachers Training College yesterday. Ms. McConney said there is significant work to be done to improve the state of literacy and numeracy in Barbados.
One of the things the teachers said to us is that there is need for us to strengthen support for the instruction, literacy, and numeracy in the primary schools. And I am happy to announce that our ministry, led by our chief education officer, will be seeking to ensure that those literacy and numeracy teachers in primary school should be in place by September of 2024.
Education Minister Kay McConney. Three crew members have been killed in a Houthi missile strike on a cargo ship off southern Yemen. U.S. officials say these are the first deaths the group's attacks on merchant vessels have caused. The Barbados-flagged True Confidence had been abandoned and was drifting with a fire on board after the strike. It was hit in the Gulf of Aden about 11:30 Greenwich Mean Time. That's 7:30 Atlantic Standard Time. The Houthis say the attacks are to support the Palestinians in the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Recapping the headlines. The contentious Digicel Tower in a St. James community to be removed. A visitor is injured in a car collision on the south coast. Government rolling out a major agricultural project in the island's schools. The Ministry of Education to employ specialist teachers to address learning challenges in primary schools. Three crew members confirmed dead in a Houthi missile strike on a cargo ship off southern Yemen. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good morning.
Thank you, Ricardo. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.